Thank you, and hello from Austin, site of the Texas Association of Broadcasters annual meeting, which is just wrapping up. We're sponsored by Keepersall Estates, home of prime beef, signature entrees, and estate-grown wines, south of Tyler off of FM 344. We're starting to hear rumbles of another Rick Perry presidential bid. My first reaction is to cringe. I remember with all too much clarity that evening in November 2011 when, in a debate with other Republican presidential contenders, Perry couldn't remember the name of the cabinet-level department he wanted to eliminate. It was the Department of Energy. After several intensely awkward moments during which Perry scanned a brain that had ceased to function, he finally said, "Oops." It was embarrassing not only to Rick Perry, but to the entire state of Texas. If Perry runs, the Dems and their proxies will make sure that we all get to relive that dreadful performance over and over and over. Rick Perry is a smart man and a capable politician. His record as the longest-serving Texas governor is enviable. On paper, Rick Perry has every right to envision the White House as his next logical step. Yet the prospect of having the oops gaffe played over and over and the natural fear of a new one is real and cannot be casually dismissed. Unfair though it is, oops will be around so long as Rick Perry is. Which is too bad, because Rick Perry has a story to tell and it's a good one. And if Rick Perry himself is not on the ballot, whomever the Republicans nominate should act as Rick Perry's proxy in telling it. The state of Texas is the very exemplar of what low taxation, light and predictable regulation, and sane tort law will do for an economy. As a result of those policies, effectively and consistently promoted by Rick Perry, Texas has outpaced the country as a whole in very nearly every economic measure. Moving vans are streaming into Texas from California, New York, and Illinois for a reason, and it's not the mild summer weather. They're coming because Texas exudes opportunity. Compared to the rest of the U.S., Texas's unemployment is consistently lower and the labor participation rate consistently higher. Since the economic collapse of 2008, Texas has created more new jobs than all of the rest of the states combined. Critics like to point out that Texas leads the country in so-called low-wage jobs. They never seem to remember to also point out that Texas leads the country in high-wage jobs. Critics say that Texas's economy is tied to oil and gas, as if that fact would be somehow delegitimizing. But they never remember to also credit Texas's leadership in industries such as aerospace, information technology, life sciences, medicine, and biotechnology, all of which are bigger economic contributors than the energy industry. And critics conveniently ignore the success that Rick Perry has had in luring big employers here. The announced relocation of Toyota's USA operations and its 4,000 jobs from California to Plano is just the latest example. Rick Perry may or may not be on the ballot in November 2016, but in any case, the Texas success formula, of which Rick Perry was a particularly effective evangelist, should be. It could win the White House. It could save the country. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. The older I get, the more I come to understand the importance of quiet time dedicated totally to the goal of taking care of oneself. Times being what they are and life being what it is, there are about a million things in the course of a week that add stress. For good health and a long life, some time must be set aside to decompress. For that, I recommend that you direct yourself to space set aside for that very purpose at the Keepersall Winery. The patio off the tasting room at the Keepersall Winery overlooks a gently rolling hillside that features the lush green beauty of a vineyard, nature's most beautiful form of agriculture. Sitting there with a spouse or a friend sipping one of Keepersall's estate-grown wines will lighten your mood and restore your spirit. And as always, while you're there, try any wine in the Keepersall collection. Tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.